Anda Arroyos Smalls has lived in the Aspen area for over a decade, but it was just recently that she saw a moose.
My first moose sighting was about 2 years ago in the summertime with my kids up at the Maroon Lake.
She says a female moose or cow was bathing in the lake with two of her calves.
It was totally cool because they look so funny. I think they're just a funny looking animal with the long face, and they're just gangly legs because the legs seem so skinny for how big they are.
Royce Smalls is one of a growing number of people glimpsing moose in Colorado. A quick search on YouTube for moose at the Maroon Bells brings up several entries, like this one dated June of 2011.
You see the whites of her eyes. Oh, she's eating water plants.
It's like algae or something.
Yeah.
We could use her in our pond at home, that's for sure.
Moose populations in Colorado are one of our success stories. Moose populations have been increasing pretty steadily in this state.
Brad Petch with Colorado Parks and Wildlife helps manage moose in the northwestern part of the state. It's unclear whether moose are native to Colorado. Moose were first introduced in the 1970s. Since then, their growth has exceeded expectations.
To some extent, it's taken us a little bit by surprise. At least a couple of our more recent transplants have reached the objective we want to maintain very quickly, much more quickly than we anticipated.
Part of the reason moose are multiplying quickly is because of habitats in good condition and favorable weather. It's not the case in other parts of the country.
Minnesota's moose population has dropped by 35% in the past year.
Minnesota Public Radio reports the moose population there dropped so steeply, moose hunting season was canceled this year. Climate change, disease, parasites, and a changing habitat have been cited as possible reasons for the decline. Meanwhile, in the Rocky Mountain West, Montana and Wyoming have also seen shrinking numbers of moose. One herd in southwestern Colorado has seen a lower rate of growth relative to the more northern herds, but overall, Colorado is escaping the trend of declining moose. Kevin Wright hikes up a trail in the Maroon Valley outside of Aspen, where he saw a moose. He manages wildlife in the Aspen area for Parks and Wildlife.
Yeah, I was on horseback, so I was actually fairly close. I'd probably say within 50 yards, and we just stopped and held our ground and just stayed real still. And she just kind of came up and kind of looked at us and came up and then stood in the middle of the trail and looked at us and then just wandered off up back up into the trees.
In the Maroon Valley alone, about 5 moose forage on grass and take shade in spruce fir forests. Wright estimates between 20 and 30 moose have made their way into the Roaring Fork Valley. With more moose comes more problems, says Wright. People often get too close.
What we have trouble with is everybody trying to get closer and closer and closer to get that photograph opportunity, and that's the worst thing in the world you can do. If you get too close, especially with the cow with the calf, she'll pin her ears back and she'll charge.
In June, a woman was charged by a moose in Grand Lake. She was walking her dog and got as close as 10 feet from the moose and its calf. Wright says people should keep such incidents in mind because the moose don't appear to be going away anytime soon. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.